the only one that calls you Johnny, right?
I appreciate
Maybe
that.
Maybe Edith and Grace do.
Keeps me young. Yeah, they did. They call me other things, too. I bring our love and greetings from our family, and from Canarsie, of course, the church family. Some of the folks were here last night. Some are here this morning. Our worlds collided back in 1955. Grace was 3. He was 3 also. I was 19. It was very interesting. They would come. There would be peace and quiet in the faith home for 10 months. And then Brother Hans Waldvogel went to Europe every summer. And then there was excitement for 2 months in the faith home. See, I told you I'd be kind. A lot of activity. It was nice. It was nice to roll on the floor with the children and run around the house and play games. She calls me her big brother. That makes you the little brother. Right? Her big brother. She'd walk in, visit our home time to time, and I would go, "Amazing Grace." And she probably squirmed a little. But I, beside the name, you knew that the grace of God was being worked out in this life. She knew Jesus. And she loved him, as we heard from so many, and served him. Then in 1957, I had the privilege to go to Europe. Someone bought a new Ford Fairlane 500 black classic car. I don't know who paid for it, but I drove it. I was a chauffeur. And I treated it as mine. And of course, Grace decided one day to put her signature on it with her little doll carriage. She became a better driver after a while. But as I said, we had a good time. And as family, I feel like I should be sitting there somewhere between Chris and Mom, Edie. Praise the Lord. The last time I saw Grace and really had time to talk to her was at your wedding up in Boston. That was the Boston River, right? We were sitting there on the bench watching the boats. I noticed she walked over to a bench there and looked over the river, and I went to join her. I said, "Is this seat taken?" "Johnny." Yeah, she called me Johnny. I knew I was welcome. Yeah. And we shared a few things about our toils and troubles. I didn't want to bore her with mine because she had enough of her own. But she said something that stayed with me. She knew she was physically pretty bad off. And as the Lord undertook, she would be in glory shortly. She said, "But whether in life or in death, I want Jesus to be glorified." I thought that perhaps that's something we can take home with all the things that we've heard. God bless you.
Thank you. One of her favorite songs, we like it very much here, because it's fun, shall I say, to sing with the different parts. I suppose this became more precious to her in recent years. I'd like us to sing it together. 297 in this hymn book, "My Anchor Holds." And sing your parts. 297. Stand as we sing.
Oh,
let's be seated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We read last night about Job and the hope that filled his heart. And when he talked about seeing the Lord, his Redeemer, one day, he said, "I am overwhelmed at the thought." And I was impressed with that phrase. And I am overwhelmed at the thought. And we've been overwhelmed too. To use that word, we've been overwhelmed by the love of God's people in these days, our precious friends in this family right here, the local church family. My, how precious. Each one is to us. And our family, our dear family, all the relatives. And then those in the fellowship and those who've come from a distance. Last night I mentioned some of them. I neglected to say Michigan and how much it means to us that we had the Knecht family from Michigan join us. That is a great blessing to see. Of course, we all wanted to see Alexander again, but Christina and Tom kind of grown up here and love Grace so much and have shown that love. And there's another Tom who against some odds, as I understand it, made it down here with the family. Mary was already here on Sunday. They're all really part of the family. Mary lived with my parents and Grace for some time, and she came down on Sunday to just be with us and to help in all the little and big things that anything she could do. I saw her behind that vacuum yesterday here at church. Thank you so much for being here, and all the family, very dear to us, and all of you, I thank God for you, for your support in these days. Brother Phil, again, another cousin, I'd see him at the hospital. I think this was mentioned last night too. He works nearby. I suppose he would have found his way there even if he didn't work nearby, but it made it possible for him to visit more often. And I'd like him to say a few words to us as well. Come.